This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. House Democrats are pushing forward with the impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump after three legal scholars testified there were grounds for impeachment. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
When President Trump asked the president of Ukraine to investigate Trump's political rivals, it was an abuse of power. So says University of North Carolina law professor Michael Gerhart.
If what we're talking about is not impeachable, then nothing is impeachable.
Stanford University's Pamela Carlin.
Drawing a foreign government into our elections is an especially serious abuse of power.
Carlin later apologized to the Trump family for invoking the name of Barron Trump when making a reference to nobility. Legal scholar Jonathan Turley says Democrats have not presented sufficient evidence.
If you're going to accuse a president of bribery, you need to make it stick.
With Democrats looking for a House vote around Christmas time, Vice President Mike Pence huddled with House Republicans, earlier saying,
Democrats should be ashamed.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
U.S. officials say an active duty sailor opened fire, killing two people and wounding a third at the Pearl Harbor shipyard in Hawaii Wednesday before taking his own life. Rear Admiral Robert Chadwick said the victims are civilian workers. The sailors, identified as the gunman, served on a submarine stationed at Pearl Harbor. Shooting occurred just days before the 78th anniversary of the December 7th Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor that drew the U.S. into World War II. And former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, back home in Georgia after a few days of treatment in an area hospital for a urinary tract infection. Carter, who's 95, has overcome several health challenges in recent years. Carter is the oldest living U.S. president. For more news, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Afghan residents prayed and lit candles Wednesday after six people, including the head of a Japanese aid agency, were killed in a gun attack. Get more on that story from David Doyle.
The head of Japanese aid agency, Peace Japan Medical Services, died in hospital. One of six people killed after gunmen attacked their vehicle in the eastern Afghan city, Jalalabad. The ambush came a week after a grenade attack on a UN vehicle in Kabul, heightening fears for those doing humanitarian work amid one of the world's longest-running conflicts. An eyewitness saw the attack on Nakamura's vehicle.
When the vehicles of the Japanese man arrived in this area, the attackers opened fire on them and they shot at the Japanese man, his driver and his bodyguard. Right after the attack, when the Japanese man raised his head, one of the attackers shouted and said he's still alive. They shot him again.
Nakamura had been involved in rebuilding Afghan irrigation and agriculture and had recently been granted honorary Afghan citizenship for his decades of humanitarian work.
That was David Doyle reporting. China is rebuking the passage of a bill by the U.S. House of Representatives that calls for official actions against Beijing over its crackdown on millions of ethnic Muslims. Karen Chalmers reports.
The legislation condemns the detention of an estimated 1 million Uyghurs, Kazakhs, and others in China's far west Xinjiang region. Chinese government departments published a slew of strongly worded rebukes to the bill, calling it another example of U.S. interference into China's internal affairs. The Foreign Affairs Commission of China's legislature says the U.S. has turned a blind eye to its efforts to combat terrorism and safeguard human rights in Xinjiang. The commission says the bill disregards the facts and mixes up black and white. I'm Karen Chamas.
Iran's President Hassan Rouhani called on Wednesday for the release of an unarmed and innocent people who were detained during protests against gasoline price hikes after 2 weeks of violent clashes. Francesca Lenar reports.
Violent clashes erupted in mid-November after the government abruptly raised fuel prices by as much as 300%. A lawmaker said last week that about 7,000 protesters had been arrested, a number which the judiciary rejects. Tehran has given no official death toll, but Amnesty International said on Monday it had documented the deaths of at least 208 protesters, making the disturbances the bloodiest since the 1979 uprising that swept Shiite clerics to power.
It was Francesca Lenar reporting. Residents of the Pacific Island nation of Samoa shut themselves in their homes as the government launched a massive vaccination drive to contain a measles epidemic that has killed 62 people since October. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.